October 11th, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 5, verse 3. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we, Paul and his co-workers, urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. You are doing this already, and we encourage you to do so more and more. For you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion as the pagans do in their ignorance of God and His ways. Never cheat a Christian brother in this matter by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to be holy, not to live impure lives. Anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human rules, but is rejecting God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. But I don't need to write to you about the Christian love that should be shown among God's people. For God Himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong toward all the Christians in all of Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we beg you to love them more and more. This should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, minding your own business, and working with your hands, just as we commanded you before. As a result, people who are not Christians will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others to meet your financial needs. And now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know what will happen to the Christians who have died, so you will not be full of sorrow like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus comes, God will bring back with Jesus all the Christians who have died. I can tell you this directly from the Lord. We, who are still living when the Lord returns, will not rise to meet Him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with Him forever. So comfort and encourage each other with these words. I really don't need to write to you about how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people are saying, "All is well, everything is peaceful and secure," then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born, and there will be no escape.
This week's Bible meditation is on James 4, 4. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
If we're going to stay on the gospel rails, here's the second thing that you need to do. Look right at me. Keep getting up. So I'm not naive. There's legitimate addiction and legitimate problems in this room. There is alcohol, there is drugs, there is promiscuity, there is marital infidelity, there is on and on I could go. There is some train wrecked lives in this joint. And hear me, self-pity will destroy you. It will suck the life right out of you. And so what I need you to hear me say from the gospel is that there is no error, no addiction with more power than the cross of Christ. Get up. Keep getting up. It doesn't work for me if you've never actually tried it. And so you need to confess your sins and get help. Well, I think I can beat it. Well, I think you've got several years of history that says you can't. And if you could just let go and trust God and trust the covenant community of faith to walk with you, freedom might be had. To drag secret sin kicking and screaming into the light in through the means of confession, that you might be healed, is the most terrifying yet freeing thing you could ever do. Some of you need to just keep getting up, because you're not listening to the gospel, because you believe that you can't be forgiven and that you're stuck in these things. You're not stuck. You can get up and move. Get up and move.
Psalm 81, verses 1 through 16. We'll read about the things that were. Now, this section is an invitation for the people to participate in a joyful celebration, probably Passover. Asaph gave them two reasons for sharing: obedience, it was God's ordinance, and gratitude, all God had done for them. It's good to set aside special times to meditate on the work of the Lord in your life. And we'll read about the things that are. In spite of all that God did for his people, they would not listen to his word or do his will. One of God's most painful judgments is to permit you to have your own way. Had they obeyed, they would have experienced victory instead of defeat, fullness instead of emptiness, and the best instead of the worst. They could have looked back with rejoicing, but instead, they had to remember with regret. See, the things that might have been will be if today you let the Master have his way. Psalm 81, verses 1 through 16. For the choir director, a psalm of Asaph, to be accompanied by a stringed instrument. Sing praises to God, our strength. Sing to the God of Israel. Sing, beat the tambourine. Play the sweet lyre and the harp. Sound the trumpet for a sacred feast, when the moon is new, when the moon is full. For this is required by the laws of Israel. It is a law of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree for Israel when he attacked Egypt to set us free. I heard an unknown voice that said, "Now I will relieve your shoulder of its burden. I will free your hands from their heavy tasks. You cried to me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered out of the thunder cloud. I tested your faith at Meribah, when you complained that there was no water. Listen to me, O my people, while I give you stern warnings. O Israel, if you would only listen. You must never have a foreign god. You must not bow down before a false god. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel did not want me around. So I let them follow their blind and stubborn way, living according to their own desires. But oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would follow me, walking in my paths. How quickly I would then subdue their enemies. How soon my hands would be upon their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him. Their desolation would last forever. But I would feed you with the best of foods. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock." Proverbs 25, verses 6 through 8. Don't demand an audience with the king, or push for a place among the great. It is better to wait for an invitation than to be sent to the end of the line, publicly disgraced. Just because you see something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. You might go down before your neighbors in shameful defeat.